It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was deeply offended when he said it because I love Bob Costas. I think he's taken a lot of crap over the last week, most of it undeserved. But I have to admit that even I, a Bob Costas stan, he lost me last night. And what's crazy is he lost me when the game ended. So the game ends, the Yankees win, and that's when he finally said something that caused me to join the chorus of Yankee fans and baseball fans that were mad at Bob Costas. Would you like to hear what it was?
Yes, let's hear this.
Ladies and gentlemen, TBS last night, Bob Costas.
In the history of the franchise, the most successful franchise in baseball history by far, they finished first 50 times, either in the league or in the American League East, once they went to divisions. Plus, they were a wild card 9 times, counting this year.
A wild card like this year? You can't say that, Bob. That's the geek in me. You guys get offended by 100 million other things. You can't offend my geekdom, Bob. The Yankees were not a wild card. Don't call them a wild card. Very disrespectful. They lost, Teague.
Right. They had the best record in the American League.
That's right.
I mean, did he not know that?
He called them a wild card.
Did he do games 1 and 2 in the Bronx?
Yeah. He lost me on that one.
Yeah, he was rambling. I mean, that was like such a convoluted stat. I couldn't follow it.
Oh, you were lost by the time he got to that.
I was lost by he got to the wild card part. It's like, what? Huh?
Is
he talking about the Yankees?
Yeah. The other thing I didn't notice about Bob, and this was a caller's fault. So yesterday, a caller called up and said that Bob did something that annoyed them, and it broke the glass because I heard it constantly last night. Every single time Aaron Judge came up, it was a soliloquy about how bad he's been in the postseason. Over and over again. Even after he
historically or recently?
Historically, since 2022. Like, he touched on everything. Like, every stat was broken down. And obviously, it's true. Like, I'm not disagreeing with him, but it felt like it was such a constant that it became over the top. And I don't know if it's the caller's fault for just kind of telling me that bothered him, and now I was paying even closer attention to it. But, dude, we get it. I mean, Aaron Judge hasn't been a great postseason player. I'm not arguing with you, but, I mean, are we obsessed at what?
Did you hear, by the way, that the Yankees have told Giancarlo Stanton to pull back running hard? Because I got that 14 times, too, over the beginning. Also, Evan, I'm going to say it. I'm going to bring it up. Bob Costas punted him to the moon in the 9th inning. We are, three outs away from an elimination, and he decided to teach America, what 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon was?
He did?
Yeah, here we go.
I forgot that already.
It's not buffering.
Stand by, please.
I did push play, but there's a nice circle here.
So it's the 9th inning of an elimination game.
Yeah.
A close game, by the way. It's 3-1. So it's not exactly like 12-2. You know, it's 12-2. You take your liberties and you say to yourself, we're going to have some fun. We don't have to necessarily focus on every detail of this game. 3-1, ninth inning, elimination game. My guy, because I do love him, Bob Costas decided to play the Kevin Bacon game.
I was talking with Aaron Boone before the game, and I said to him, you know that game, that movie game, 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, how supposedly you can connect anybody who's ever been in the film business to Kevin Bacon in 6 moves or less? I said, you won't even need 6 moves to connect Aaron Boone to almost everybody, certainly since the midpoint of the 20th century, which goes back to his grandfather with the Cleveland Indians in 1948. His brother Brett and his dad Bob Boone, who played toward the end of his illustrious career as a Gold Glove catcher and later was a manager, played with the Royals in the last 2 years of his career, 89 and 90. And Boone remembers loving that Royals team with George Brett and Brett Saberhagen and Bo Jackson and Kevin Seitzer. And so the clubhouse guy here goes into a closet and comes up with Bob Boone's powder blue 1990 Kansas City Royals.
What is happening?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
Oh, he was still going.
Still going. There's 3 outs left of an elimination. And what that was a minute soliloquy to tell you, hey, I'm going to mention George Brett's name one more time.
You know what that was? You know what I think happened here? I don't think you do this as a broadcaster, but you probably have like a list of things. Hey, I want to hit on all this stuff. Right?
Oh, yes.
I think he realized between the pitch clock and the fact that it was the fourth game and it was about to end, he's like, I didn't get to some of my good material.
Yeah, no, dude, I feel this. Last week, I told you this. We wanted to get in the fact that Sexy Dexy's wife is an executive chef.
That's right. I remember you saying that.
We wanted to get it in, but it was late in the game, and there was no way to get it in. And then he gets a sack.
Perfect.
At the end of the game. And we're like, oh, yeah, his wife's an executive chef. It's hard to deal with him. Like, I know what Bob was trying to do, but it's got to be shorter.
Yeah.
Right? Well, if you're going to tell that story, everybody knows 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. Everybody knows it. You don't need to explain the story. And then go on and tell why Aaron Boone and his family are better than 6 Degrees because of how expansive, I guess, his relationships, his family's relationships have been.
That's a, you know what that is? That's a story for the third inning of game two.
That's a story for a podcast.
Or bingo! So, Tiki, I don't know if it was Tiki or Sean, but you brought up a great point. I think we've discovered why Bob Costas has lost a step. It's not age. It's the pitch clock.
Oh, yeah. That's
In the 90s, you had 3 minutes between pitches to tell the story.
You know
now
what?
Now you don't.
That's a very astute observation, Tommy. Yeah. You're absolutely right. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90-plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.